You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey y'all, I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
Why do you look all sleek and like?
Greasy is the right word. We talked about this morning. No water, no shower, no wash hair since Thursday.
Why?
Well, okay. I already explained this to one human today. Got my hair colored on Thursday. And, you know, like when you get your hair color, you try really hard to like wait as long as possible to wash.
Yes.
Because I love to like really let it marinate. You know what I mean? So I haven't washed it. And I was like, I'm going to wait till the last minute, get up in the morning, wash it before I start podcasting. Then I woke up to no water today, which you know, because I called to tell you this earlier.
Oh, I thought you washed it and then I got it all slicked back and beautiful because it looks great.
Now, you know, it's funny. Okay. So I've learned this. I think it's a lot easier for people with dark hair to rock the dirty hair and to rock the slick back trend.
Agreed.
So Chelsea, my bestie Chelsea did my hair this time, and she did like my root color, like a little bit darker than what I normally do. And I feel like right here, like my hair looks pretty dark, but I gotta say, because she did that, I feel like you can't really tell how dirty it is.
Wait, so you had this done even though you did it in LA not that long ago?
That was 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Two whole months. But yeah, I feel like, I mean, long story short of like why I needed a little zhuzhy, but basically Chelsea just like darkened my root smudge a little bit and brightened my blonde so I have more contrast.
Got it. Well, it looks like that.
When it's down and done, it looks really nice. It's not so like one, two colors, but I think it looks a little bit edgier and it's a little more me. We used some Suki Waterhouse inspo.
Love. I feel like everybody's using Daisy Jones and the Six as inspo these days.
Yeah, I mean, it's a total vibe for sure.
It really is. I mean, it's always been my vibe, so.
Oh, it has. Really?
I was waiting for that.
You're fishing for that, weren't you?
Totally.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I love a Camilla. I would give anything like to look like that, but that's just like not really. I'm more of a Suki girl myself.
She is. That girl is beautiful, Camille.
Camilla
Connor?
I don't know how to pronounce her name.
She is
Marone.
Stunning.
Camilla Marone. Marone.
Absolutely gorge.
Gorgeous.
And I could just, I bought her in that role. Like she was amazing.
Yeah, she was my favorite, I think.
I think she was my favorite, too.
I mean, love Riley Keough, but I really liked Camilla's character.
Actually, this role made me really like Riley. I didn't know much about her, but, like, she had so much more of, like, just more of an edge than I would have thought that she would have had. Like, very edgy and not precious, like, very, I don't know. I really thought she was badass in it.
Yeah, she's great. But, yeah, the whole cast was great. And, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm more of a Suki Waterhouse aesthetic, but all the girls in that show are fab. And I think that's why everyone's kind of going for that right now.
I mean, it was perfect, too, right before Coachella, you know?
How stoned are you? You're. I'm feeling like you're a little slow today.
I am stoned.
You're scaring me. Like the brain thinking, cells aren't brain selling.
They really aren't computing very well at this moment. Okay, let me take a drink of really cold water and see.
Does that work?
No.
I was like, is this a trick?
Woo. I need to pep her up. Well, you want to tell you why I'm being slow and had to like get somewhat stoned?
Yes, please.
I spent 2 full hours trying to do my, this is so bad, but I still have a Tennessee license.
How long has it been? A couple decades?
Couple decades. I did have property in Tennessee. I still do. But anyway, I need a California license. And so you can take them online now. You're the written part because like my drive, whatever.
Should not be allowed. You can have anybody take that test.
No, they record it and have somebody in there almost like a Zoom. Yeah.
I guarantee you, I could take that test as you and nobody would know.
That's a great idea. Then I might actually
like,
pass it.
For sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, this should not be allowed. There's already so many issues with the driving situation in this country. Like, this is not good.
Well, anyway, well, I didn't get to take it because I couldn't get the darn thing to work because it kept popping up saying you need to allow pop-ups and you need to allow this. And I like it literally was on like an hour and 45 minutes and could not get it to work. And I was so stressed. So I just, you hit the weed and then just felt so much better. So anyway, that's what I've been doing all day.
You know what I've been doing? I've been realizing you just don't realize how much you use running water in a household until you don't have it.
I would not be okay with that. I mean,
first thing I tried to do this morning, make coffee. Nah, can't do that.
Then brush your teeth.
Well, yeah, brush your teeth, flush the toilet. Like these are all things. And then like just throughout the day, I catch myself going just automatically to turn it on for different things. And it's like, I can't even like before I put makeup on for my podcast, I was like, I'll just wash my face real quick. Turn on the no, like you can't do anything.
And think how lucky we are that we have it.
I know.
Because some countries, there's places that don't.
I know.
So
it's very necessary.
Yeah, I know. It's really necessary. And like when you just don't even think about it until something like that happens.
No, like I really just don't realize like how many times a day I go to like flip the faucet on, you know?
Yeah.
I started the washing machine, not even thinking like that takes water. And it was like making an error message. And I was like, what is wrong with everything today? And then I was like, oh,
no
water.
Okay. So today hasn't been the greatest of days.
I mean, it's been fine. Just no water.
It has been. It's been fun. So should we talk about how I've been playing tennis?
I would love to talk about that because it's funny you bring that up because I was on Amazon last night and clicking through the recently ordered, not to skip ahead to baked goods, but someone's been buying tennis skirts. I was like, who the fuck is doing that?
I promise you.
That's not Tish.
Those are going back. Those are going back.
I was gonna say.
But I thought I would try it on to see if maybe possibly, but I don't think so. I think
hear me out. A long, like 7-inch bike short under the tennis skirt.
No.
Why?
The bike shorts, like they press into your thigh and then it just
not
makes.
Not all of them.
No.
Mm-mm. You gotta get the right ones. Size up a little bit.
We'll think of, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Aritzia, my favorite Aritzia, they have bike shorts in like 8 different fabrics. And if you get the buttery fabric, they do not dig in.
Really?
Hmm.
Okay, Aritzia, buttery fabric bike shorts.
Okay. They have cute tennis skirts there also.
What? For tennis?
Yeah, tennis skirts are for tennis.
So a lot of people, play, like even young people that go to Aritzia play tennis.
Keys.
That's true.
That's where she gets her tennis skirts. Yes, young people play. And also pickleball is just all the rage these days. You know that, right?
Pickleball is huge. But Dominic is too, like, he's like, I'm never playing that. Like, I'm like, why?
Because he thinks it's for old people?
Yes. Yeah.
I would say it's for people that aren't athletically gifted enough to play tennis.
Well, he says I am.
Well, then great.
He says, I have the most amazing hand-eye coordination.
Well, he's just trying to get some, and
he said that I just naturally hit the ball the correct way. Because he could have actually, like, really played, like, maybe gone pro. He was, like, in Australia up until he was, like, 13, like, ranked in, like, the top whatever in Australia. And he says, I'm naturally gifted.
Okay, well, he's biased, but... Oh, also, I was going to say Aritzia, among other companies, but Aritzia also has really cute tennis dresses, like a little sporty dress with the shorts underneath. It's very cute.
Is it super short or no?
They have different lengths.
I just don't like super short because I don't want to be
I know.
Thinking about my cellulite showing while I'm moving around.
All I'm saying is maybe just take a trip down there and try some things on.
I think that's a great idea. Maybe we could do that while you're here.
Love to. I love Aritzia.
Me too. It's my fave. Okay. Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed and shedding?
Yeah.
It does. Me too. So hair thinning is complicated. The problem is it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair.
I've actually been taking Nutrafol for a long time, been a long time Nutrafol fan because I got some fine thin hair from Tish over here. And it really is just so easy. You get put on your auto ship. It shows up at your door on a schedule that works for you. And if you aren't familiar with which formula of Nutrafol to buy, you can go on their website and take their hair wellness quiz. And you just answer a few different questions and they'll tell you exactly what to take.
Already did that.
Oh, we did.
I actually love Nutrafol. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED. Are you smoking a different kind of weed? Because it's just hitting different today.
I'm just not fine.
You're slow.
I do feel slow.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I feel weird. I do feel slow.
Are you sure you didn't take something else? Or
I feel like I did.
I'm free.
Should we do this another day?
No, it's kind of good. I mean, I talked to you like maybe 3 hours ago and you were clear as day. So I'm just confused.
And I have a serious meeting in an hour that I need to be in.
Oh my God. I forgot. We have to sober you up really quick.
I mean, I do feel a little out there.
You're a little weird.
I know.
Should you drink a Celsius?
If I had one, I would.
Okay, well, maybe if we start talking about some off limits, something you're excited about, you'll pep up. Have you been watching anything? Let's get it moving. Have you watched anything this week?
Let me think about that. I watched.
Oh my God.
I don't know what's
Mom, did you watch Ghosted like I told you?
No, I didn't.
But what did you watch Jury Duty finale?
That's what I'm gonna start that tonight. But what I have been watching is Beef.
Okay, tell us about that.
So I did not. Everybody was like, I don't think it's your thing. I don't think you'll like it. But I've only watched like 1.5 episodes, and I actually really do like it. So
what's it about?
I don't know if I can be politically correct.
Mob. When have you ever been politically correct on this podcast anyway?
I don't know. You just have to watch it.
Okay. Well, let me just look it up and we'll find the synopsis for you. I don't know if I cannot with you. Okay. it's short, sweet, and to the point here, this little synopsis. A road rage incident between two strangers, a failing contractor and an unfulfilled entrepreneur, sparks a feud that brings out their darkest impulses. Does that sound right?
It's perfect.
Oh, the girl from Emily in Paris is in it?
Yes, but she's not in it in the first one. She's in it in the beginning, but not that much. I wish, and maybe she'll be in it more. But yeah,
she's
so
cute. I love her.
She's so cute. It's really good. And I don't know where it's going. So I don't know. Everybody's told me I wouldn't like it, but so far I do.
Huh. Okay. Well, great. Oh, it's a dark comedy.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it's a dark comedy.
Two strangers who get into a road rage incident. It sets them on a path of mutual destruction and connects them over existential dread. Each character's personality and inner conflicts materialize through their home's interiors.
Yes.
What does that mean?
You just have to watch it.
Okay.
It's insane.
Oh, based on a true story.
What?
Showrunner Lee Sung-jin tells Today.com he was inspired to create the show based on his own road rage experience. He said it was a quote-unquote typical interaction, honking, cursing at me, and then drove off. For some reason, he decided to follow the other driver. Yeah, all based on a true story.
Well, it's crazy. Wow, I could see me doing something like that.
Same. Your road rage, first of all, is not good.
It is not okay.
Second of all, you have a problem with authority.
Oh my gosh, so bad. I mean, I literally saw myself in her.
I could see that. I don't even really know what the show's about.
Okay, yeah, you gotta start it. It's so good. So I'm really liking that. But like it's a lot to comprehend and put, you have to see it. But I just like it too because it's completely different from anything I've watched. It's like, so it feels very original.
Like, I like that.
I like it too. What are you watching?
Okay. Well, I just watched Ghosted last night. It's the cute little rom-com action movie with Chris Evans, who is hot as hell. And it's cute, you know, like, it's, you know, not going to like win a bunch of awards or anything for being anything great, but super cute movie if you like little rom-coms. And I think it's funny that, like, you know, Chris Evans normally plays the superhero or like the action star. And in this movie, the roles are reversed. And he's like the dorky normal guy who goes on a date with this girl who lies about what she really does. And then he gets really clingy and like follows her to London to surprise her, even though that's creepy as hell. And then finds out she's, I don't want to ruin it, but I don't think it is ruining. I think it's in the preview, but anyway, she's the like action hero basically. And he's just okay. Like the dorky boyfriend.
This sounds fun, but so ridiculous. And I just,
well, that's
can't...
the thing. The whole movie's ridiculous.
But how does Chris Evans read this script and say yes?
Well, I actually think he's perfect for this role. I think this is what Chris Evans, I think he, this is exactly the kind of role Chris Evans does best, right? Like, Chris is funny. Have you watched him in anything funny?
No.
Like, even Captain America, when he plays Captain America, like, he's very funny, very subtly funny. And he's very good at, like, self-deprecation style humor, I guess. Like, he just leans into that. He's very funny. He's great in this. Like, I said on YMT, I don't know that Ana de Armas would have been my choice for this film. I like her in other films. I feel like I would have rather seen somebody else in this, but yeah, it's cute. So I watched that. I also started The Diplomat, which I think you would really like.
Oh, what's that about? That sounds great.
It's like a political action drama. Carrie Russell.
I've been hearing about that.
Yeah, she's really good. So if you like the whole political drama thing, and if you like Carrie Russell, I mean, I think it's very good. So I did start that.
Is it a soapy scandal?
I'm only two episodes in. So kinda. I mean, everyone's like sleeping with each other, which is like kind of soapy.
Well, that's exactly what I was wondering. Just because a straight up political, too political without the soap, I would hate. But if it's soapy, I love it.
I'll be curious to see if it gets soapier. But I will say Carrie Russell and her marriage. I always forget the guy's name that plays her husband, but I think I love him in this. Like, their relationship is very interesting, and he plays a major role in the show. And, like, right away, you kind of find out that like they sleep in different rooms and like she wants a divorce, but he's like, oh, we're not going to get divorced. You know what I mean? So it's definitely like their relationship plays a big role in it. So I think you'll get enough of your like soapy drama.
Okay. I like that. That sounds good. I just loved Scandal. Did you ever watch it?
No.
Are you serious? Olivia Pope?
Yeah.
Never saw it. If you love Grey's Anatomy, you can watch that long, you would love Scandal.
I feel like everyone told me this, but isn't Emmy Rossum in Scandal?
I don't know, really know. Is that her show? It's Kerry Washington.
I'm not really, I don't like her.
Kerry Washington.
I say, hold on, let's see. Yeah, I know her, but I want to say that Emmy Rossum's in this. And oh, maybe not. What show am I thinking of?
And I love the other lady in it, not Kerry. The lady that plays the president's wife. What's her name? Is it Maggie?
Katie Lowe's?
It might be. But it is such a good show. And it has all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Interesting.
And it went forever.
Yeah, it did. We love some TV, you know?
Yes. Have you started? Has the new one came out that I was telling you about? Tiny Little Things?
You know what? I watched the first episode and I wasn't loving it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, but I'm going to continue to give it a shot. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple things that I was excited about that ended up not being that great, that exciting. And that was one of them. And also The Last Thing He Told Me on Apple Plus.
Wow.
I know. Crazy. And I had high hopes for that because I love Jennifer Garner. And I love the guy that plays, what's his name? Jamie Lannister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's slow. That's the thing. It's just really slow.
So Wells read that book, The Last Thing He Told Me.
And
he said he remembers not loving the book.
Wells said he didn't love
the book either.
Loved it.
He said it was a little slow.
I really liked it. And then tried to look for the rights. And of course, they were gone.
Good old Reese just swooped them on up.
But yeah, it has been pretty slow. I haven't been able to stick with it. But
okay. Well, you're boring.
I am boring.
I don't like it. This is what me you either. Get for calling me boring that last time. Oh. Well, should we do some DRMTs and see if that puts a pep in your step?
Yes, let's do some.
Hey, Tish and Brandy, fellow Tri-State girly here. This is Brittany from Huntington, West Virginia. Tish, I feel like I've loved you as long as I can remember. Not to get too insular, but my mama used to take me down to the Ragtime Lounge around town to listen to the music. And I can just remember thinking how fabulous you look. With your cheese hair and your red lipstick, you're just so beautiful. And as I've matured, I just really admire how you've been able to navigate your whole family's career so successfully from our little neck of the woods to the big city. So now my boyfriend is a musician, and we joke that one day I'll be able to quit my day job to be his manager. I am definitely the Carl Dean to his Dolly, so I'm a behind-the-scenes girl. I'm just wondering what advice you would have for me in supporting his music career and how you so gracefully balance your relationships when business is also involved. If I could have dinner with anyone, it would be you and me and a Giovanni's Pizza. I could listen to your stories all day long. Thank you so much for taking the time to do these podcasts and for sharing, all of your personal life with us donors. So love you, girls. Take care.
I'm
obsessed.
A fellow Tri-State girl.
Tri-State.
That's me.
Brittany. Obsessed with Brittany.
Literally obsessed. Obsessed that she was at the Ragtime at the same time I was. Those were the freaking days.
That is nuts.
I just want to go back. Anyway, I'm obsessed with her.
But tips on how to manage her boyfriend's career. This is Tish 101.
This is Tish 101. And
Tish loves to manage everyone, not just boyfriends. Friends.
I do.
Friends of friends. Friends of boyfriend.
It's insane.
You love to manage.
First of all, I just have to say, I freaking love Ashland, Huntington, Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky. Like, it's honestly, it's just, oh, just hearing about Giovanni's just makes my heart flutter. Like, I just love it so much.
We were there not too long ago.
Oh, and we were eating some Giovanni's.
We sure were.
And some Jolly Pirate donuts. Yum. So anyway, I'm so glad you called in. That makes me so freaking happy. And I'm sure you will be able to quit your day job at some point, you know, if you kind of stick to it. And I will say there's like, I think it takes, like Molly and I, like I've managed Molly since day one and it's gone so well. Like, it's a little scary, like that we are still best friends and we love each other and we somehow it's just worked. But it, I will say, like, in the beginning, it's really fun to manage your partner. And I think that it can work if both, like, really, if you just have some real boundaries and also, like, kind of, I think it's like, it's so hard, like, because I am a control freak because I'm always right. And so, like, when somebody Molly will tell you I'm always right, you know it.
And no, you love to tell that you're always right.
But she always says, just listen to mom, she's always right.
That's I'll because, listen to my mommy.
I mean, that's what she says. I don't know. Ask mommy. She knows best. Which is actually true. So when someone doesn't want to take your advice, like on a song, or I guess it depends on what you're involved in, but it does, like, you have to walk a pretty fine line just because, to be honest, sometimes it's not easy and it can be even hurtful. And I just think you really just have to go into and really understand how you guys can work together in a way that doesn't affect your relationship. And you know what? George and Nancy did it. Jesse and Waylon did it. So, like, it can be done. And I think, but I do think, you know, like, sometimes you kind of have to put your pride away. And I don't know, always come from a place of love. That's what I've actually always said, is like, I only am coming from a place of love before I actually hit him with the, this song sucks.
This song sucks.
But honestly, it's fun. And that's my most exciting thing about Dom right now, is like, he doesn't have an ego like that. Like, he actually really does come to me and really wants the honest answer of like, do you think I should do this or not? So because I love working with my partner. So I think it's really cool that you're doing that. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. And I loved everything that you had to say. So.
Hi, Fish and Brandy. I'm calling you on 420. So happy 420. I have a high design question. I'm getting married this September and we're having a lead themed wedding. We're going to have a matrimonial dude in my bouquet. We're going to have a joint bar. But since we know that you love weed and we know that you love design, I'd love to have any ideas for little nods to weed or high design ideas to really take it to the next level. Also, if you want to come, you're more than welcome. Okay, thanks so much. Love the podcast. Bye.
I already know. I'm a dreamer. One day I'm going to have a wedding, I'm sure. But I've already seen the cutest. I mean, we'll put them up on after this podcast. But I saw these little, instead of like having little names, like just little names where people sit, that you, there are these little, like, it's like a little package and it has two joints in it. And then it has like something about the, how we're being jointed. Like, thank you. I just have to put it up. I'm too stoned to explain it.
I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm
going to put it up, Erica. It's the cutest little thing, like for your plates that has the person's name on it. And it has little, two little joints.
Like a name tag.
Yeah, but you get two joints with it.
That's adorable.
It's so cute. Really cute.
Let's be real. You need a little something to make it through weddings these days.
Seriously. Honestly,
it's the whiskey.
I feel bad inviting people to weddings and stuff like that because I always know they don't want to come.
It's true.
Gosh, I do not want to go to this, but I have to because
this is why. Let me just tell you right now, everyone. I don't care if you don't drink. That's fine. That's your choice. You must have alcohol preferably hard liquor for your wedding guest attendees. You have to, because if you don't, they're going to not have fun and they're going to be miserable and then they're going to complain about it later. It is the number one rule. Provide liquor for the guests.
Not just beer and wine?
No, liquor. Liquor.
That is hilarious.
You have to.
Okay.
It makes or breaks a wedding, I'm telling you.
Oh my gosh, point taken.
It does. It does.
Hi guys, this is Kelly calling from Ottawa, Canada. I just have a question about bedroom painting. We are painting our bedroom this weekend, and just wondering what kind of walls should we be going with? Are we still doing grays? Are we sticking with more neutrals? Are we doing accent walls? Are we doing lots of shelves? I'm just lost as to what to do. I haven't decorated our room in 10 years. Anyways, I'm rambling. I love you guys. I am so happy that the podcast is back on. It's my favorite thing. Anyways, yeah, sorry. I'm very, very stoned. Bye-bye.
She's like you today. She's like a little slow. Her mind's a little discombobulated.
I feel like she sounds.
Yep. Yes, you sound like her.
Okay, so I'm over the accent wall. I really am. So
you said this last week or the week before.
I just am into, like, I love a neutral room. Like, you know, I love white, but I also have been seeing some really, I just saw a really pretty color called Putty, and I can't remember who it was by, but it was like, it was just like the lightest taupe. And it was so pretty with like white trim. And I was like, that is just such a gorgeous color. So I do love a neutral color. I think those are really pretty. Even like a little bit
of
a...
That sounds nice.
Even like a little with the lightest sage green and some things like that. I think I'm really into it right now.
Got it.
Yeah. I feel like gray, if it was a blue, has more of a light blue gray maybe. But I'm kind of also over like the normal gray color.
Yeah, I am too.
You know?
But I'm also kind of over everything just being white.
I know. It's hard.
That's why, like, you got to go for like a beige or a putty shade or something, because I feel like for so long, everybody just painted everything white and did everything white. And now all the houses just look exactly the same because everything is white. And I'm just kind of over that a little bit.
Me too. I think here in California, I get away with it more because it just feels like a very California style. But I think if my house was somewhere else, I probably wouldn't feel that way and would definitely want to paint some rooms more of neutral colors. So maybe we'll put some of those up as well that I love.
Yeah, maybe you can get stoned and go look at some paint colors and post some good neutrals for the stoners.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. Absolutely love the pod. You guys are absolutely amazing. It is 4:20, so I am absolutely stoned right now. Two questions. I just wanted to know how you guys celebrated 4:20. And Brandy, when are you coming to Boston? I would absolutely love to see you. So if that's on the radar, if it's not on the radar, it absolutely should be. Love you guys so much. Hope you celebrate 4:20. Love you. Bye.
Well, 4:20 was Stargirl's birthday.
Oh, cute.
Uh-huh. So I, you know, celebrated that. What else did I do in 4:20?
I had a great 4:20.
I didn't smoke any weed.
I did.
I'm sure you did.
I had the greatest time. Molly had a little 4:20.
That's what I was thinking.
She had a little get together. And it really wasn't as much as it was for me. But everybody else, it was like not as much as 4:20 where they were smoking weed. It was more just she had like somebody come and play those beautiful, really pretty ceramic bowls, not ceramic, the bowls, tuning bowls, so they're called. And also this girl that came and she did like these beautiful prayers while somebody was playing the bowls. And she just had everybody lay down and close their eyes. And it was just so, it was so me. You know, I'm a little hippy dippy, I feel like.
You are.
I'm pretty hippy dippy like that. Yeah. And it was just, it felt like I definitely love the whole 70s Laurel Canyon. And I was laying there thinking, this is probably as close to that and what they did as I'll ever be, because it was absolutely beautiful. And then we all wrote down things that, you know, we didn't want to do anymore. Like, you know, for instance, me, where I'm so insecure and I'm a people pleaser and things like that. So we all wrote it down and then we folded it up and put it in the fire. Everybody did it at once. And there was like 20 of us. And it was just the most amazing thing. It was so great. Oh, and while she was doing all that, everybody else laid on the floor. And I laid on the couch on my higher dose PEMF mat.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. And
did you get yours?
Not yet.
You were using hers. Got it.
Yeah, but honestly, it was like, it gets so warm, that mat. It's crazy how really? Hot it can get. Yeah.
Got one on the way. I'm very excited about it.
They are amazing. They truly are amazing. There is something about it that is so relaxing. And then it does get, you can turn the heat up and down, but it can get really hot, which I actually really liked because like my back had been hurting. So the heat with that I felt was so great. You know what else they did at this party? Have you ever heard of ear seeds?
No.
Okay. It's the craziest thing. I had never heard of it. And this girl came that does acupuncture, but these are actually acupressure. And they're these little things that almost look like a round Band-Aid, but they have something on it that's like, it's almost like a hard seed. But I guess it's just some little round metal ball or something. But anyway, she takes it and like if you have sciatica, which I was saying that my sciatica was hurting, there's a nerve that connects everything in your body. And she can put these little seeds on different parts of your ear to help with pain in different part of your body or anxiety. And first of all, when she did the one for my sciatica, she did my one ear, nothing. It was so like not excruciating pain, but like pretty freaking painful when she was pushing it on. And she goes, oh yeah. She goes, it's hurting because that's the connection and that's where you're injured. And like you can keep them on 7 days, but you should research it. It's called ear seeds. I'd never heard of it.
Can I use these on a star?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you can.
A star loves stuff like that. And so it's funny. A lot of horses don't like for you to touch their ears. But Star really likes it when I clean out her ears.
Ew.
But it's weird. She likes it a lot when I clean out the left one. But when I try to clean the right one, there's certain parts like where if I hit it a certain way, she acts like she's mad, which if she does that normally, it's because something's painful to her. So I wonder if it's the same with them. Like if the certain pressure points in your ear reveal like pain somewhere else in the body or something.
I bet. Because it was so crazy because...
What is it called? Ear seeds?
Ear seeds. And I immediately, when she was pushing so hard, it was like I could feel it in the front of my leg. And that's where my sciatica had been going down. And you're supposed to keep them on like 5 days. But that night when I was trying to go to sleep, remember I had my ears pierced on one ear. So that was hurting. And then I kept thinking, why is this ear hurting? And then I realized the seed, even just laying on it, was like it was hurting. So I took them off, but it really did help so much.
Yeah. So even I just Googled ear seeds. It came up like earseeds.com and it shows you this photo and it shows three different points of your ear. And the top one says lower back area is what that like must connect to. And then the middle one says digestive tract, which is what I feel like Star needs. And then the last one says head pain. That is so crazy.
Isn't it? And I'm telling you, when she put the one on this side, it like hurt, but it's really cool because it did can put the continuous pressure on that point.
So what does this little thing do though? Like does to put pressure on that spot?
I have no idea.
24 karat gold and crystal embellished ear seeds.
What? I don't know about that.
That's nuts. This review says I had 4 seeds placed in each ear for sciatica, neck, insomnia, and anxiety. I truly felt immediate relief and less interrupted sleep. Worth trying.
Seriously, it truly, truly, like, I was getting
Can
over
we get
the,
somebody on this podcast that knows how to do this? Like a
totally.
Pro?
Totally. Well, we should do that. Because honestly, my sciatica had been bad for like 7 full days where I was like hurting, and it was starting to feel better. And after I had those ear seeds, the next morning I woke up and I felt great.
Okay, I'm going to look into this and find us a pro.
Great.
To come on the pod, because this is genius.
Yeah, it's amazing. And like she was great, because she actually did the acupuncture with the needles. And at first I thought these were needles. And I was like, no way, I'm not, you know, whatever. And she goes, no, they're not needles. But like where you're sore and where she puts it on your ear, if you're having pain, it does hurt. But just for like a second.
Interesting.
Yeah. They were pretty incredible.
Okay, cool. Wow. You had a great 420.
I had a great 420.
Hey, y'all. I currently live in Denver, but I'm calling from Franklin, Tennessee, because I am visiting my hometown to see my parents. But I'm just calling because I got married last fall, and we got a puppy pretty off the bat because, I don't know, in the South, it's very traditional to ask, when are you going to have a baby? And me and my husband, just at the time, we're obviously not ready for that. So we're like, we're going to get a puppy to kind of shut people up. So our puppy is currently 7 months old, but we're having a really hard time with just behavior in the sense of he's super bad on walks, super wild, which we understand he's a puppy. But he's so crazy around other people and dogs, and he just will not calm down. He's great. When it comes to, like, crate training, he's potty trained, doesn't bark. So he has more going for him than not. But I would just love to know if investing in a trainer is worth it, or if y'all home train your dog. Or, I mean, we have the newlywed fund, so we're not looking to spend crazy money. But I would love to know y'all's recommendation if y'all did anything to really help with walks and just how your dog behaves around people. He is a male, so we understand that once he gets neutered, he'll be a little less wild, but just would love to know your recommendations. Thank y'all, and love listening to y'all every week.
Love. She's definitely in the car.
Okay, number one.
Did she say what breed of dog?
No, she didn't, and I wondered that, but like, honestly think that if you, like, Brandy's great at training, so I just don't think trainers, I think you can do it yourself. That's what I think.
And see, so I disagree. Spending. I think you should.
Really?
I disagree. Completely disagree. I sent Astra's ass to professional training. She went for like a total of 5 weeks, I think.
But she was already so good.
I mean, she was a good dog, and yes, I'm good at it at home, but it was sending them away to training is pricier, of course, than like any other option. But to me, it was so worth it to have such a good dog. And I do think a lot of that was I sent her to a trainer. His name is Mike. Mike is wonderful. And I do feel like her like recall and stuff like that, that she's so good at, is because Mike really schooled her on that when she was young. It is expensive. There are other options. I do know that because I researched a lot of options, and I know that there are classes, like almost like group classes you can go to where you and the dog go, and they're a bit cheaper. And I think if you did that consistently, it would be good. But I don't know. Like, my theory is this. It's like with parenting a little bit. It's like when it's your own dog, you're just not normally as good about like boundaries and being strict and stuff as somebody else would be. Like, someone else would probably be like a little more stern about things and like teaching them things. And I think that's good for them when they're puppies versus like someone being like, oh, he's jumping on me, but it's okay, he's so cute. Like, you can't do that when they're puppies. And so if you send them to a trainer, they're going to be more objective about it and not coddle them and really like teach them boundaries and rules. I think even if you could send them to a trainer for like a couple of weeks, it would really be worth the investment to have like a good dog.
I guess.
Out of it.
I don't always feel like.
Because here's the thing. All the things she says it's good at is like the crate training and the potty training is all good. Those are all things you teach at home.
That's
but
true.
But if it's jumping on people, it's bad on the leash, it's bad with recall. Those are all things that a trainer is really helpful with.
And I do feel like some breeds are just always hype.
I hate when you say this.
Because Noah's dog,
that's
Mello,
not true.
He's been in training for 3 years, and he is still so hyped.
That's Noah's fault, though, because she doesn't walk him.
She has started. She walks her all the time now.
Okay, but how old is he? She started at 4 years old. Like, that's not it. Because
that's true.
you could easily say that about Astra. Huskies, are you kidding me? They're the freaking whatever worst, like most hype dogs, most unruly, hardest to train, all those horrible labels. And my sweet little angel is laying here calm as can be.
She's always been calm. She's always been so good.
But she also went to professional training. She did. She went to professional training.
Okay, okay. I'd listen to Brandy because she's got great dogs. That's just true.
Well, yeah. And the ones that, the other two that have some kinks in them are because somebody else had them for the first few years of
their life.
Someone else in this family.
Seriously.
Who isn't as good with rules.
No, no. Most of us in this family are not that great with the rules. Okay, do we have any more Dear MTs?
That's all we got.
Are you serious?
Quickly to wrap up Dear MT, keep calling in, keep leaving us messages. We love hearing from you guys. The number to call is 516-7-STONER. So easy to remember. 516-7-STONER. And if you're driving and you can't remember that, you just go to our Instagram page and there's a cute post of MT in a hat that says, smoke them if you got them. And it has the phone number written on there on our Instagram, which is at Sorry We're Stoned, which you should be following if you listen to this podcast. Obvi.
Oh, and you should go get some of our merch. I'm always in the merch.
Tiz is wearing the merch.
I am. I love the shirt.
It might be time for a new design. Like, should we come up with a new merch item?
I mean, how much cuter can you get?
You know what I think would be so cute?
What?
Some tube socks.
I love that.
I think we should do that.
I think we should too.
Perfect for summer. They're really in style.
Love. We'll work on those. That's really cute. Can they have the bubble letters?
Yeah, of course.
We should make like a three pack.
I would love that.
Me too. I would wear those all the time.
We'll work on that for you guys.
We'll work on it for sure. Can't wait. Okay.
Well, I would say let's do some baked goods, but all she's bought are tennis skirts that she's never going to wear. So we'll wait until next week for our baked goods.
I'm absolutely not going to at all.
I know.
You know what I need? And you could make some suggestions. I need some of those like sets of sweatpants, like a cute set. Is that a Ritzia too?
Yes. My top three go-tos for a cute set of sweats. Aritzia for sure. Their T&A brand they've got so many different styles of sweatpants and sweatshirts and stuff, but they have everything you could ever want to choose from. Very comfortable, good price point. My girl, Brittany Kelly, has a clothing line called Tribe Kelly, and she makes sweatsuits, and they're so freaking comfortable. They're called Butter Sweats, and they literally feel like butter. Yes, they're my absolute favorite sweatshirts. And they're made in the U.S., which we really love, and designed by Brittany. And she does a really good job. I would say to size up if you want them oversized and baggy, because everything's a bit fitted. And then my third favorite, they're a little pricier, but again, made in the U.S., which we love, Set Active.
They have sweatpants?
They make my favorite. They do have sweatpants. Their material is a bit heavier, though, than Tribe and Aritzia. So it's only, I think it's better for winter. I think if you're looking for summer sweats, I would go to the other two. But I do like Set Active sweats. Like, they're great material. They're like a nice material. Like, I feel like I can wear them to the airport and not look like I'm in PJs. You know what I mean? They have great colors. And their crew neck sweatshirt is actually my favorite sweatshirt that I've ever had. Every time I wear my black one, you comment on it. And you're like, I love that sweatshirt. Like, you look great in that. Like, it's just fitted so perfectly oversized. Like, I still wear a small, but it's big on me, but like not drowning me.
Is it heavy?
Yeah. It is, but like not, but it's still comfortable. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, a lot of the designer sweatshirts are heavy, but they're stiff. These aren't. These are heavy, but really soft.
Okay. Yeah. I just can't take it when it feels all stiff and not comfy. Like, I'm looking for comfy.
I would say Aritzia and Tribe Kelly then, probably.
Let's do a one stop at Aritzia.
You need to sober up for this meeting you have. Like, I'm worried. Thank God this is a practice pitch. Thank God.
Grandeur. Okay. See you, stoners.
Bye, stoners.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know how she functions, you guys.
Me either.
I don't.
I really...
And Dom's no help because he's the same. I'm telling you, like, the two of them are just
only
a lost
he's
cause.
Completely stone cold sober. He just looks at me and tells me I'm off
I my... know, but he can't function either.
I know. I help him function. So that's scary.
That's very scary.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying. Okay, well.
Oh, Lord.
Talk to you later, stoners.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.